This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
The family of a Redmond teen nearly electrocuted gets a place to stay while their son recovers in a Portland hospital.
Deschutes County Sheriff Larry Blanton says he needs more money to run his department. Details coming up.
The Benton Lapine School Board is calling for volunteers. Coming up, we'll explain.
And 20 prison jobs in Oregon headed for the chopping block are spared. We'll have details.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
An 18-year-old Kyle Reed of Redmond remains in critical condition at Portland Hospital after being nearly electrocuted. But friends are helping his family cope by his bedside. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Doctors are starting to bring Reed out of a drug-induced coma and raise his body temperature. His body temperature was lowered to minimize any brain damage. The grandparents of one of Reed's best friends owns All Seasons RV and Marine, and they generously decided to drive over an RV for the family to stay in while they are by Kyle's side. Karen Bowers drove over the RV with her son Austin and others.
The boys got to touch him, and they took pictures of his. He's got a hole in his toe where the electricity came out. That was the exit. It's just amazing. And he looked a lot better than we thought he was going to. The boys were warned that, you know, he's got tubes hanging out and it's not going to be the Kyle that you know. And so they, you know, obviously everybody was crying. And it was good for him to see Kyle.
The group drove the RV over on Tuesday night, and after seeing Kyle, drove back. They also brought $1,300 in local donations to help pay for Kyle's medical costs. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Deschutes County Sheriff Larry Blanton says money is very tight for the Sheriff's Department, and his proposed budget includes cutting several positions. Blanton says the positions range from corrections officers to those who do patrol and office work.
We're going to present a budget this afternoon, $37 million Sheriff's Office budget. It costs more than $3 million a month to run your Sheriff's Office. Not a responsibility we take lightly. We wring every nickel out of every penny that the people give us. But even with that, to make ends meet, I'm cutting 8 positions out of our budget.
Blanton is asking commissioners and the budget committee to let him add back a 3-cent tax cut. He reminds people that 2 budget sessions ago, they cut taxes in the sheriff's office, and now they are asking for some of that money back. For now, they are taking $1.7 million out of contingency funds to make ends meet.
2 Oregon tribes don't like the way the Oregon Board of Education handled the decision about school mascots. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
The Oregon Board of Education set a schedule for schools with Native American mascots to change them by 2017 or risk losing state funding. Siobhan Taylor with the Grand Ronde Tribe says they would have preferred allowing tribes to work with the schools to bring the change.
It would have been an opportunity to teach and an opportunity to respectfully learn about and portray Native culture.
Taylor says Oregon schools teach the culture of other larger tribes in America, but don't teach about the customs and history of the tribes in the Northwest. The Confederated Tribes of the Siletz joined the Grand Ronde by issuing a statement saying they were disappointed in the way the decision was handled. In Portland, Brad Ford, News Talk 1110 KBND.
Lawmakers have figured out a way to keep 20 corrections workers on the state's payroll. The prison jobs were in jeopardy as part of proposed state budget cuts. According to an article in the Bulletin, in an effort to trim out $28 million, lawmakers have been targeting middle managers, and some of those jobs included 41 jobs from the state's prison staff. Yesterday afternoon, the legislature's emergency board reduced the number to 21 prison positions. Board members say some of those jobs were spared because they are concerned about safety.
There's an opening on the Benton Lapine School Board for the Zone 2 seat that was held by Kelly Goff, who recently passed away. Interested parties must reside in voting precinct 2, which is in Northeast Bend. Julianne Repman, the school's district of the school district, says that the term is about 1 year, the remainder of Goff's term, but then they can run for that seat in next May's election. Members of the board are all volunteers.
Our school board meets twice a month on Tuesday evenings. They also meet periodically to go into schools and really shadow, take a look at what's going on, take a look at new ways that we might be delivering instruction, and also really getting to know our students and staff so that they can better understand the needs that they have and help to serve them better.
Repman says they're open to any interested people, including parents and business owners.